Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. We're going to talk Wayne City Bean Days today. I've got a guest over there in the other chair to I don't know what you would even call you. What's your job? I know in the past you have been like the chairman of the committee.
Yes.
Is that what you're doing now still? Or?
No, I'm just filling in today.
You're filling in today for Steve.
Yeah, I'm filling in for our president, Steve Earhart. And
first of all, before we get any farther, Sue, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Sue Myers. Thank you very much for coming.
You're welcome.
We got to say bad things about Steve Earhart for
all right.
For,
okay, I'm ready.
For making you come over here and do this. He must have been busy today, I guess.
I'm sure he farms, and the farmers are really doing it.
Are you going to be able to get some of the farmers out of the field to come to the serve the beans on Saturday?
Oh, sure. They'll take a break to come up there and get our free ham and beans and cornbread at 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, we'll talk all about the things going on. How many bean days have there been? You've been involved with it, I know, Sue, for several years. And
yes.
There were many before you started, weren't there? Like, I want to say 40 of them total, right?
54.
54 bean days. This is the 54th bean days.
Yes.
My goodness. How'd they get started, or why do you get started? Do you know?
The business people there in Wayne City all went together, and of course, Kenneth Gray was an inspiration, and they formed the Ruertan Club in 1969.
Okay. And then the Ruertan Club took it over from, it was run by the Wayne City businesses for a while, right?
Yes.
And talk to me a little bit about the Ruertan Club taking it over. I know that the Ruertans have been instrumental in both keeping the bean days going as well as helping it move up in the world.
Yes, that's correct. The business people the older ones have sort of gone away, and now we don't have as many workers.
Yeah.
So the Ruertan Club was a big help in keeping it going because they have more people.
Mm-hmm.
Although we don't have that many, we need more. We could always use more help. And everything that the Ruertan Club does goes into the community. We just help people. We help the school, just so many things. But it's all for community service.
And the Ruertan Club, is this their one of their main fundraisers of the year, how does the Ruertan Club raise funds?
Well, yeah,
Wayne City Ruertans.
Yeah, the Wayne City Ruertans, I don't think this is a fundraiser. I think probably more money goes out than comes in. But we're going to have a breakfast in December. We'll make money from that, and we'll have a pork burger sale.
Right.
A lot of the merchants in town, though, they do give us donations only for the bean days.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And normally, I'm going to make a prediction. We just about break even on what they donate to us, and what we do for bean days is just a help.
Bean days, this is probably the biggest crowd that will come to Wayne City all year long. I'm trying to remember 20 years ago when they had 6-8-9-5 day. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was a pretty good crowd.
It was.
What's the biggest Bean Days crowd you think you've gotten?
Well,
and will this approach that crowd? Because I know I've been downtown for Bean Days a few times, and there are streets full.
They are. I can remember back a few years ago when it rained all day.
Oh, so can I.
and it didn't faze our people.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. Remember that was when the Roasted Chestnuts played Bean Days.
Yes,
we had a good time.
Yes,
Billy Choate was still the mayor.
Yes, I think we could expect 1,000 to 1,500 people that day.
Wow, that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, and we're fixing 250 pounds of beans.
Really?
So, yes. And we'll have the cornbread and the beans, and we'll have a drink. It'll all be down there in front of the grade school gym.
Okay, now, what alterations are you having to make to the to the gym or to the Bean Days programs themselves because of the building of the new school at this time? Because I've seen down there a lot of the stuff is fenced in that might have formerly been used.
Yes, I think the parking for the parade people will be the main thing because it's down there. But the school, the person over the school down there, the building of it, he told me weeks ago he's going to make sure the roads are all cleared off, especially for the parade.
Yeah.
And I don't think it'll be too big a convenience. It'll just be the parking down that area.
Not Myron, but are you talking about Myron or the person with the construction company?
The Holland Construction.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he's going to see that the roads are all clean for us. And last night, the city workers were uptown with the fire trucks washing off the city streets.
Oh, really?
And they washed off the church parking lot where the car show will be.
I guess, you know, you don't even think about that. At least I wouldn't have thought about that without there having been rain for the last month or so, three
yes.
or 4 weeks. Tell me a little bit about, actually, we're kind of into bean days already. Didn't they start last weekend?
Yes. We had the Bean Queen last weekend, and that was on Saturday. And then throughout, I'm not sure, I think it's starting next Sunday. The next thing we'll have for Bean Days will be Friday night, which Mary Payne does the pinochle.
Let's get back to Saturday.
Okay, Saturday.
To last Saturday. We've talked a little bit about who won the Miss Bean Queen. The big girls was who? Ashton Smith?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you remember? I'm going to ask you a question you don't know, aren't I? Because I was wondering if you remember the runners-up on that.
No, I don't. I was at the door taking admission money and helping with the intermission concessions a little bit. The girls' cheerleaders did that, but I helped.
And we know that one of the Moore girls won the Little Miss Bean Queen.
Yes, she did, and I think they were sisters. Uh-huh. One got a runner-up, and one was the queen, and I'm not sure which was which.
I got to tell you, I don't know either. I didn't. I was out of town on Saturday. Somebody knows, they might give us a call at 842-3715 because the thing is, even though one's the winner and one's the first runner-up, being sisters, they're probably not holding it over the other one's head, do you think?
No, I don't think so. And I think every one of the contestants that was in there, and there were several, just under 50, they all received a trophy.
How was the crowd?
The crowd was down a little this year. Not sure why. It was extremely hot in the gym.
That might have been it.
Yeah, and the crowd was down just a little for that.
Yeah, it got Saturday afternoon, it probably got up to mid-80s, I think, down here. And of course, that gymnasium is not air-conditioned.
That's right. Wait till next year. We'll have a new gym.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I knew this coming, but I didn't. I guess that is starting next year, isn't it?
Yes,
they're moving into the school next summer.
September next year, the school's supposed to be complete. We'll have two new gymnasiums. It'll be air-conditioned. We'll have a theater. Just be wonderful.
What are they going to do with the old one?
We're going to tear it down.
Are you really?
Yep.
Going to wait till after Bean Days?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
That's going to be that's going to be a lot of fun next year. Playing with bricks at Bean Days, maybe.
Because
you'll have the gigantic pile of bricks maybe by then. Hopefully not.
And the class reunion is Sunday of this week. It's the all-class reunion, and so they're going to give tours of the old school for the last time.
Is that right? My goodness. How many folks will you have come back to the class reunion? Because I know that's one of the big highlights.
Yes, it is. I think it was especially big this year. I'm thinking that they have near 200 to come in.
Wow.
But I my understanding, the school will probably host a tour before it's torn down also.
I guess they would. Probably about the time you'll be... that they'll be moving into the other one. They'll be hosting one tour 1 week and then maybe wait two or three. And then you remember this from the other school? This is in the new school now.
Yes.
We'll see how that works. But I'm talking here with Sue Myers of the Wayne City Bean Days. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on this Friday. It all starts with all kinds of stuff on Friday night and then Saturday, the huge parade. And we'll get into all of the upcoming events from Bean Days when we return on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words.
Thank you.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm talking with Sue Myers today, and we're talking about the Wayne City Bean Days coming up this week, this weekend. Boy, Sue, did it sneak up on you at all? I know that this is a late, that the Fun Fest ran late this year, but you guys are always the last weekend in September, right? And you're just 1 week after the Fun Fest this year.
We're always the fourth Saturday.
Fourth Saturday.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter when Labor Day is.
No.
It's just going to be the fourth Saturday.
Perfect.
Okay. So you don't think it snuck up on you at all? I think it did on me.
Oh, well, I think we start planning right after it's over last year.
How's that go? How's the planning go, by the way? Yeah, what's the process? Do you figure out what went right? What you want to avoid? How's that work?
Yes, we start talking about it. We have meetings. The next couple of meetings that we have will be talking about things that we could change, and then we usually start about 6 weeks, meeting every week before Bean Days. And
really?
Yes.
So you have probably hired, say, for instance, the band for Friday night. That was probably hired weeks or months ago.
Yes, I'm sure. Twyla King does that, and she puts on the 5K, so she's done that all by herself.
Really? So, yeah, that's interesting to me how Bean Days does things. At the committee level, you basically assign a particular event for somebody, don't you? And it's their baby.
Yes, that's correct. And like, if they need help, they come to us.
Like, yes. For instance, yours is the car show, right?
Yes, that's right.
The car show is Sue's baby. She's been running it for several years. Let me talk a little bit about that Bean Days Glow 5K. It's Friday, September 26th. I'm looking at a little bit different stuff here than what Sue's looking at. I've got the application for it. I presume she'll take registration all the way up to the runtime, right?
Yes, I think so, yes.
It's $20 to run, and it includes a T-shirt. And that's the fun thing about this is there's a band. How often do you have a band at a car show? At a 5K run?
Well, this is the first time we've done that. And she's moved it to the park. And so she'll have a lot of room. Used to be on Saturday morning.
Where did they run it before?
I think in that same area.
Oh, okay.
But now we have shelters at the park, and so she'll have concessions out there. So it'll be a lot more relaxed atmosphere having it on a Friday night.
Well, the thing is, there's not too many hills out there either, are there?
No, there's not.
Friday night this week at about... the run starts at 7 o'clock, so you're probably looking at, 75 degrees. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yes, it is.
That's going to be very nice.
It'll be a great week.
The cool thing I was mentioning, just trying to mention, Don't Mind Us is the name of the band playing. Have you heard, Sue, Don't Mind Us?
I have not, but I have heard the reports, and
really?
They've all been very good.
For those of you who do not know, and I didn't know until I just looked at their Facebook thing here, Don't Mind Us is Michael Greenwald along with J-Bo Wilson and Matt Antonick. And I've seen J-Bo play. J-Bo's very good. J-Bo's pretty good. I've never seen Michael Greenwald. Would that be, you said you think that's probably Benny's grandson, isn't it?
I think it is, yes.
Rather than son. Again, that is at 8 o'clock, and that's going to go after the 5K Glow Run starts. Food and drink concessions are available. What are the highlights of the concessions? You know, corn dogs? Will I be able to get a corn dog? Elephant ears?
I'm just not sure on the food.
All proceeds from that evening do benefit the Wayne City High School prom, as well as the junior high cross country and track and high school baseball. That's those are good things all, that's for sure. Okay, that's the end of it Friday night. Saturday morning, those folks running the 5K run on Friday night, it kind of cleared up Saturday morning a little bit for you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It helped. A lot of the people that's out there now can get back in time for the parade.
Is that the first thing going on Saturday?
No, we have a tractor show that starts there at 7 o'clock.
Oh, really?
And then the tractors get judged, and then they can line up to be in the parade, which starts at 10. We've got the flea market going on. They'll be set up anytime after 6 a.m., I think are originally supposed to start at 9.
Where does the flea market set up?
It's on Mill Street, right there as you turn just
across
before
the from Lumberyard?
Yes, Lumberyard. will be the center of it right there.
Okay. Okay. So that gets going early. And then the quilt show sets up then too?
Yes. It's at the multipurpose room in the school. And Darla Green has done that. I'm thinking it's been going on for 27 years, and I'm thinking Darla's done it all those years.
Is that right?
Yes.
Does she do a new quilt every year?
Yes.
Does she really?
And they have one that they've made that they're selling tickets on. They're going to give it away that day.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the highlights of it? We'll get to the parade and the grand marshals, but that would have been something neat to add into the softball team into the quilt somehow.
Yes, it would have, I've seen it up at the bank. I bought some tickets on it, and it does not have their pictures. But of course, they probably started on it before they knew that they were going.
I guess you're right. They would have needed to. Those quilts take a little time to put together. How big is the crew that puts a quilt together? Do you know?
No, I'm not. I'm not sure.
You've got the Lions Club. They're bringing the choo-choo train.
Yes, they bring the train, and that's going to go along with the kids' activities that's down here, the Learning Center with Jill Andrews.
Oh, really?
She has all kinds of activities for the kids, and the Lions Club train will help her haul the kids. Plus, Mitch Fenton has a train, and then they just pick up the kids while they're not doing something else. They take them around.
So the trains are being used not only for fun purposes; they're also being used to send the kid to as transportation.
Yeah, in a way, yes.
Huh? Are they going? They don't set up rails for them. I thought the Lions Club was on a rail. It's not, is it?
No, they're not. They have a little area there of a few blocks that they'll load them up and take them around.
Okay.
And then as soon as they get back, they can do all the games that Jill has set up for them.
What do you think she has set up?
They have an obstacle course, I believe. I don't know that they're doing face painting this year, but they usually do that.
Yeah.
They have a lady by the name of, Trish Morgan.
Okay.
That comes out there and takes care of all those activities for the kids.
You know, that's the thing. You can get... We're basically talking about a pretty full day.
Yes, we are.
Because the kids' stuff starts, like I said, around 9 o'clock, and folks will probably start bringing the vehicles in for your car show by then.
Oh, yeah, they'll be there. They'll start coming in by 8 o'clock.
Where are you putting the cars?
All at the Baptist Church parking lot. They're gracious enough to loan us their parking lot every year.
Okay. And what time would somebody need to be in there? Because I would presume that some of the cars that you're going to have in your show probably are going to be in the parade too.
Yes, they will. They can come in and park and then line up there at the church for the parade.
Okay.
And then we'll take their names and announce them. The registration ends at 12. And so then we're getting pretty fast with giving our trophies out. We'll try for 1:30.
Uh-huh. The last time I went to the car show, the attendance was affected by the weather, wasn't it?
Yes. A few years ago, we had rain all day.
That's just a rough day.
It was rough. But, you know, I don't think it affected the parade. The parade people, there was not anyone canceled. They all stayed right on the floats. And the attendance up there, it was just phenomenal. You just couldn't believe that they stayed through all that rain.
Parade starts at 10 a.m., right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, now this is the exciting part to me, that you've been able to extend, I guess, the invitation to be grand marshal to the entire team of the softball girls. Yes. Wayne City is justly proud of that team, aren't they?
Yes, they are. The Ruitans have had them to their dinner two times already
honor
them. Yes, and they will be in the parade. They got third place with the state. It's the girls' softball team, and there's 14 of them, plus Tony Richardson as the coach.
Yeah.
And Karen Johnson helped with the coaching.
Let's go over the names of your grand marshals because you didn't have that, right?
No, I do not.
The grand marshals are the Wayne City high school softball team that took third place last year in Class 1A, just an outstanding team. And the players are Sarah Green, Tori Paisley, Abby Reeves, Esther Smith, Lindsay Johnson, Deanna Reed, Claire Miller, Allison Taylor, and also Jordan Embry and Lucy Smith, Casey Hart, Grace McCormick, Shayana McGill, and Carrie Gammon, along with, as Sue said, Tony Richardson and Karen Johnson. What were the reactions of Tony and Karen and the kids whenever you asked them to be, or whenever they were asked to be the Grand Marshals?
Well, I think,
what do we have to do?
No, not really. They were pretty sober there, and it was kind of like you almost thought they was going to cry there for
is
a little
right?
while. I mean, it is quite an honor to have our little school to do
that. That's the thing.
Like
they didn't lose too many seniors.
No.
There are probably only three or four seniors on that team, weren't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, that's correct.
So they've got another chance this year. You hope, you only put pressure on yourself, I guess, but you hope the kids don't think, well, now we got to do this again.
Well, I think they should.
There you go. There you go. All right, that's the Grand Marshals of the parade. How many entries do you have? How big is the parade going to be?
Jeff Sledge is in charge of the parade this year, and he was at our meeting the other night, but he didn't tell us how many entries that he had.
Usually takes about 20-30 minutes for the parade to pass.
Oh yeah, I think a little longer than that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's really right on top of it this year, so I think it'll go very well.
What's the route? I mean, it goes around from the high school, right, and comes out there at the Center Line Road
Section Line Road, yes. So they'll start lining up. I think it's Market Street there by the Hobby Framer and the Richardson Funeral Home, and go down there to the end by the school and just circle around till they come back to Section Line Road.
And then they don't cross the tracks quite. Do they stop before they cross coming north?
We'll cross the tracks.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
How far is it going north?
Just goes one block north and makes a circle and comes back.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's a lot of fun. For those of you making plans to travel to Wayne City to watch the parade, you can tell you where to sit. That's interesting. All right. Now, we didn't even talk about. We talked a smidge about the highlight of the day. You said 250 pounds of beans.
Yes.
Being served.
Yes.
That's a lot of beans.
Who's
our chief cook?
Pat Harvey has cooked for many years, and he's in charge of all the cooking. So he has his helpers there, and they've been great beans for several years.
How much ham does he throw into that?
Gosh, now I...
You know, with 250 pounds of beans, he serves like 1,200, doesn't he?
Yes.
I was thinking.
Yes.
I'll bet you he's having to throw in 200 or 300 pounds of ham.
Well, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Well, you'll check it out probably as you're eating. Okay, well, there's my first plate. There's my second plate,
yeah,
something like that.
There you go.
I don't blame you. And that will start when?
At 11 o'clock, right after the parade.
How long will that serving go? I know that they line up outside and
yes,
toward the street, or toward Main Street, I guess,
yes,
from the school. 1,200 people in line is a pretty good long line.
It is. I think normally they'll serve till 1, so they've got 2 hours of serving for sure.
Wow. That's a lot of beans.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But I guess that's why you call it the bean days.
Yep.
Although it's a different kind of bean. Yeah. That's the confusing part about it, Sue.
Yes.
It's named for soybean days, right, as opposed to ham and beans?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess they probably thought the soybeans wouldn't be as good.
Folks were not yet eating much sushi and Japanese food to eat the soybeans that you get at the sushi places. Have you ever had that?
No.
They serve soybeans in there, right?
Yes.
They're big ones though. They're not like the beans you'll see out in the field.
How do they taste?
They salt them up quite a bit. They're steamed and salted quite a bit. Edamame, that's what it's called. I was trying to remember the name of it. Edamame. But, yeah, that's an entirely different kind of beans. But, that will go to 1 o'clock, and you've got things going on in between that. What we're doing, we're talking about bean days coming up this weekend in Wayne City, and I've got Sue Myers here. We're going to talk a little bit more about other things going on later on Saturday. And Sunday's a big full day, too, with the rodeo coming to town Saturday night, and then all kinds of stuff at the Saddle Club again on Sunday. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. Talk a little bit more with Sue Myers about Wayne City Bean Days when we return here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back in a minute.
My mama and my daddy taught me love is a two-way street. But lately, baby, you've been finding new ways of dragging your feet. So come on, make your best shot. You don't have to take the blame.
into Arkansas. The way they run for cover, you'd think love was against the law. Well, I don't need a pistol, baby, you don't have to rob a train. And you can be my bell star and I can be your Jesse James.
Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in today. I've got a guest in here. It's Sue Myers. She is with the Wayne City Bean Days, and that is coming up this weekend. Actually, the main part of it's coming up this weekend. It started last Saturday with the crowning of the Little Miss and Miss Bean Queens, Ashton Smith, the winner of the Miss Bean Queen. And I presume that everybody's going to get a car ride to all the queens, right?
Yeah, well, I think so.
Yeah. Are you putting your car out in the parade yet, by the
no,
way?
No, I arrive at the car show at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh.
So I don't have time to be in the parade.
You're not going to hop in the parade. I don't blame you a bit. All right. So we've talked about the ham and beans dinner, the highlight of the day for a lot of folks, the ham and beans dinner at 11 o'clock, going to be serving probably through 1 o'clock. But if you're not in line or if you don't want to get in line early, you can also go at 11 o'clock and go try your luck, can't you?
Yes, that's correct. And then the flea market has a lot of vendors. There's pork chops from, I think, the lodge is there.
Yeah.
I think Steve has that. Corn dogs, we have the usual thing in the flea market.
Yeah,
lodge.
I saw the guys up here at Fun Fest. They were saying that they were going to be there, too.
Yes.
But you can try your luck at the bingo.
Yes, we've got some bossy bingo.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get you to, see.
The FFA is doing the bossy bingo, and wherever it lands on that number, that's the winner.
So when do you have to buy? You got to buy your tickets by 11 o'clock? Is that when it is?
I think it starts at 11. It'll be in the area with the kids' activities there by Mitch Fenton's Auto Place, and the bounce house is right there, too, so that'll be going on there.
What kind of time frame do we usually like to build in for that, Sue? For the bingo to take place?
Oh, I think about an hour, probably. they got to give them some hay and some corn, and then however long that takes to work, you know.
Oh, that's great. Well, you see, you know, that's wonderful. That's a way you can win. That's one of many ways you can win your money back. Because you're also selling buttons, right?
Yes, our buttons, we've made, Kim Shook there that runs the TJ's Antique Store, she made all the buttons for us, donated them for us, and we have 100 left out of however many she made, it was way up there, like 1,000.
Yeah.
And we have 100 left. The parents really like those. So at 2 o'clock, they'll start drawing for $50 at 11 and continue on till about 2. And at 2, they'll give away the balance if no one's claimed that.
So once they start drawing at 11 o'clock, how much time do you have to check to? Or you have until 2 probably to check, right?
Yes, 1:45.
But if you haven't checked by, or if you haven't won by 1:45, if you have gone by and checked, they're going to give, if they're going to bring it back and give it all away.
I'm going to give it all away.
Let me describe these buttons for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 2015 Wayne City Bean Days buttons. We already talked about the softball team being the Grand Marshals, and they've been emblazoned forever and ever, amen, on the buttons,
yes.
along with a picture. It's the full picture of the team, and then it's like baseball cards. You get one picture of one particular player. I get Sarah Green, number 6, my player. Thank you very much for bringing me the button,
welcome.
By the way.
Hope you win.
I do, too.
Be there at 11 or by 2 at the latest.
If not, I'll give it to somebody that I can trust who'll bring me the money.
There you go. And then also right at the button drawing will be the gun drawing, and we're selling tickets now for $10 a piece. It's a Henry Golden Boy 22.
Okay.
And they'll give that away. Just
it's a
right.
Nice rifle.
It is a nice rifle. And we'll give it away about 2 o'clock, and tickets are still available. Just contact any of the Rutans, and on Saturday you'll be able to buy them right out there in front of the community building there in front of the post or the lumber yard.
Okay.
They'll have a stand set up there.
And you know, we've talked about a lot of things for kids. At 2:30, I like the senior games. Well, tell me about the senior games.
Yeah, Kim Shook is doing that. It's The Price is Right this year.
Uh-huh.
And she has several signed up, and she does that at 2:30, sort of like you could go there and take a break, you know, from all the...
So this is not senior citizens. This is seniors in high school, right?
Yes, that's correct. And the money goes to the seniors. I think they're planning a trip to Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's great.
And so any money that they raise from that will go to help towards the Washington, D.C. trip.
Now, for the senior citizens, probably more likely, or maybe not the senior citizens, more youthful folks, the regular bingo starts at 4 o'clock, right?
Yes, it does. They'll be at the community building.
And following up, you've got that little Opry. Those folks have made a real nice go down there, taking over Sharps and putting that little Opry in, haven't they?
They have. It's really a nice building. They've just cleaned up. They've helped the town so much by doing that. Debbie Murphy is kind of over that dance that night. It starts at 6:30 there.
And I like the fact that they always bring in that the Bean Days Committee has stuck with and always likes to bring in a rodeo, too. I think that's a big addition to the weekend.
Yes, it is. Susan Youngblood's kind of our go-to person, telling us all about that, and Daniel Stevenson. They have the rodeo. It's a C-bar rodeo. It starts at 7 o'clock.
On Saturday night.
Saturday night. That's after you've ate all the beans. You can go out there.
Go down there and watch them. You know, there might be some folks who've eaten beans and then also hopping on a bucking bronco or something.
Yeah,
that might be entertaining.
Yeah, I always wanted to watch David Gammons do that one.
Dave's entertaining.
Yes, he is. It costs $8 to get into the rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday they keep on going. They have breakfast at 8, and they have a cowboy church at 9, and then Sunday is their ranch sorting. It starts at 10 o'clock out there.
What do they serve at the breakfast? Do you know?
No, no.
Gonna be an outdoor cook stove type of thing.
Yes, I think it is. And you know where they have this rodeo is. I think you're a little bit of aware of this.
I'm aware of it. It's
the Dickey Ranch.
Yeah.
And if really kind of a kick here, if the Dickies hadn't helped them form the Saddle Club years ago and give them a place, this rodeo wouldn't be going on. So that's a great thing.
Well, I appreciate that. Those are kind words, and I appreciate that. Speaking for the family, we couldn't be more pleased that that the Saddle Club is wonderful custodians down there of that land, and that's just a wonderful thing. We do really appreciate that. So, and we're glad they're using it very well on this weekend. Other things are going on in town though on Sunday as well, right?
Not on Sunday. One thing we miss is kind of Saturday at the park. The Farmans have a water fight.
I did skip that.
Yeah, about 1:30 out the park. Jason Tubbs helps. He's a fireman.
Sure.
He helps put that on. So that goes on at the park on Saturday. So if you want to get out of the sun and you've looked at all
probably
the cars.
They might accidentally throw a little water at the audience, I bet.
And you may be wanting it by that time, too. But yeah, the rodeo kind of ends up everything connected with well, no, it doesn't.
I was going to say, I was thinking you had the we'd mentioned the all-class reunion.
Yes,
maybe.
We've got Amanda White does that reunion. And it starts at 2 o'clock and lasts until about 5. And she's expecting a large crowd this year because it is
last year
in the school.
That's just amazing. How old is that school, by the way?
It was built in the 1930s, most of it.
Really?
It was built. The original part was 1930.
My goodness. That's amazing it's amazing that they kept it going that long,
yes,
I guess.
Yes,
but with this being the last year for it, it makes it that much more special. For folks to go to that class reunion and maybe take a tour.
Yes.
We're talking about the Wayne City Bean Days, which is taking place this weekend, Saturday for the main part. What's your favorite part?
Well, of course, the car show.
All right. All right, you're in charge of the car show, Sue. We'll take that out of the equation.
Okay.
I'm going to take that out of the question.
Okay.
Other than the car show, what is your favorite part, something that you go to every year that you would just really hate to miss?
Well, since I've done the car show for 15 years,
uh-huh.
That's the only
thing.
Well,
so it sounded like you said 50, but I know it's not that long.
Yeah, 15 years I've done the car show, so that's mainly what I get to see. I would think that the train things for the kids there, you know, and that's all free to them. We'll have a couple trains, and then they have the kiddie things and the bounce house and the...
Does he bring the trains around down there through the Baptist Church parking lot?
Yes, yes.
So all the folks who have brought their vehicles, and 50 to 100, you think, right?
Yes.
Hopefully. They all get a chance to watch the kids tool around through there, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they'll actually be coming right behind the garage there at the church. So they'll be just a few steps behind the cars. But there is one thing that we've added. And I think Steve's kind of getting this pulled off, is he just added a pedal pull for the kids.
Really?
That'll be right there in that same area, too. It'll be in front of the community building. That's at 12:30.
Is he – there's – I know that there's a group out of Albion, that like the Albion FFA kids or youthful Farm Bureau guys.
Yes.
They built a whole kit for that. Is that who he's bringing over?
I think that is who's coming.
That's a real professional gig.
Yes.
That's a nice deal.
Yes. Well, he's trying to build up all of us, you know. It's all community service to us, anything we can do for the community. And so the kids is the special thing. So we're trying to, you know, kind of get more and more for the kids all the time.
Well, that's wonderful. How many folks on the committee? How many folks taking care of getting this thing brought to the public?
The Rutans have probably 40 members. The real workers, you know, we're down to probably a dozen or so, and I think that's probably common with most of it. You have a dozen real workers, but when it comes time to do it, you'll have outsiders that may not even be a root, and you know, that kind of come in and
help
chip
out
in for each event. So
that's the way it gets done, isn't it?
Yeah. So you got 12 people in charge of events, and you may have as many as 10 helping each one of those from time to time. So that's what it takes.
Well, Sue, it sounds like, and the weather is going to be just beautiful.
It is.
79 on Saturday, knock wood. That's the forecast now, and it's not supposed to change, but you never know. Let's all knock wood for that.
Oh, yes, that would help a lot.
Thank you very much for coming in, and best of luck to you this weekend.
Okay, thank you, Bruce, for having us.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. That's the Bruce Dickey Show today. I urge everybody, head over to Wayne City this Friday and Saturday and maybe Sunday. Take in the Wayne City Bean Days. Should be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.